Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, I've entitled the message this week, Who Are You? And why am I doing this? Why have I felt such a burden of the Lord to reach out to God's people this week in a special way? Because I sense His great heart for you, His love for you, as well as the fact that I do love you, I care for you. My UCM partners, I have the privilege of knowing more specifically your prayer needs, or for those who are just listening, that you would be blessed, that you would receive all that God has for you. But I have been so aware that God, these are momentous times in which we are living, and God wants each one of you, beloved, each one of us, from the least to the greatest in the body of Christ, that we would be happy and content and joyfully occupying the place that He has put us in His body. Nothing is random. There are seasons in your life. God is moved. Sometimes He moves and has you in certain situations and occupations and locations, and then He does move. I mean, God is, He has the right to deal with His own as He chooses. But the enemy also knows that you are chosen and cherished of God. And one of my concerns is that I have such a compassion and understanding for those who have been so attacked by demonic forces, either spirits of oppression just in the realm of the spirit, it really is whatever is working. He uses a combination of all things to achieve His goal and ends, but He will use other people. He will use the experiences you have gone through, experiences in your childhood, experiences of what you've had in church, in terms of your work situation, coworkers, loved ones, family, all these. He will use anyone who is willing. Only by pride cometh contention. Remember I shared that out of, what is that, Proverbs 13 and 10. And that if He doesn't succeed in getting us puffed up by pride, then He will work in the pride of others, which He has ways of very cleverly covering that over. It's just, you know, spiritual truth or wisdom or maturity, whatever we might choose to label it. But the point is, the condemnation is brought, judging, and God wants you free from the burden of those lies that have been spoken over you, that have been as wounds and arrows in your heart. And I want to just pray right now, Father, in Jesus' name, you see those that, Lord, have been so wounded by the words, by the actions of other people. Lord, the criticism, the judgment, the condemnation they have received from others, Father, they have retreated into a place of hurt. They carry on, Lord, but deep inside they need healing. And so, Father, I speak forth the healing of the Lord Jesus Christ to their souls. You are, Lord, our good shepherd who restores our soul. And so, Father, I pray for that restoration, that work of healing. Father, you've given us all a work to do. I don't care what season it is in our life, whether we're in our youth, whether we're in the prime of maturity, whether we're advanced in years. You have a time for all things. To everything, there's a time and purpose for all things. Under God, there's a season for everything. And so, Father, I thank you that you're going to bring forth into maturity, into perfection, your plan for your beloved. Lord, you know those who are praying with me right now. You know those who need the work of your Spirit, your touch, your healing, restoring, refreshing touch. So, Father, I ask you to grant it, Father, right now. Begin and complete that work that work you started, Father. Bring it to completion in Jesus' name. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my beloved, I have carried you at times when you had no strength, at times when you had no hope, no vision for the future, when your spirit was so overwhelmed within you. I led you to the rock that is higher than you. I have led you to the rock that is Christ Jesus, your safety, your refuge, your high tower. Therefore, come to me and know that that good work that I began in you, I will bring it to completion. All you have to do is present yourself to me, be willing, and allow my hands to fashion and to form you. For I am creating you, yea, a vessel of beauty and honor. You are as clay in my hand, says the Lord, and shall I not fashion and form as I desire? I will remove the defects. I will heal those scars, those deep scars deep within. And you shall rejoice knowing that I am the Lord who heals completely, who restores completely, and that sees you in your perfection, healed in body and emotions and mind. And so come, beloved, come to your God and know that I love you with an everlasting love and that I will never fail you. I won't forsake you. I am with you as your constant companion. Lean on me and trust in me. Believe me, says the Lord, and receive from me that good pleasure, my good pleasure, which I have for you to bring you into fullness of joy. For in my path, says the Lord, it is a path of life, and there is fullness of joy in my presence. So rest in me, beloved, and know that that which I began in you, I will be faithful to complete, says your God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. I feel the tender ministry of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you can do what no human agency can do, what no counselor on earth could do, what no psychologist could do, what no doctor can do. You alone, Father, bring the healing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your work in our lives. Amen and amen. And beloved, we all need that. We'll never come to a place that we think we are sufficiently healed, sufficiently mature. And if you do, dear, then you need prayer because that ain't the case. Even Paul said, that great apostle, I count not myself to have apprehended, but I'm pressing on toward the mark. That's what we can say. Amen. Well, let us go now I want to read Romans the 8th and 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And then let's go down to, you know, that entire chapter deals with the bondage of condemnation and talks about the liberty of the sons of God. Let me read verse 9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, well, he's none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But of the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you. Beloved, that's the Holy Spirit of God. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Beloved, the Spirit is life, and he is wanting to infuse his life, his power into your life as never before. Why am I sharing this? It might seem that I'm like jumping all over the place, but I see that God has in each one of your lives a precious perfect vessel, that in spite of how you've been trampled upon by the devil, by those whom the devil has used, you are most precious in the sight of God, and you have a purpose. I don't care how many failures, I don't care how many defeats, today is a new day. God is doing a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? That's what Scripture says. And now I want to direct you to the book of Haggai, and I've preached on that also many times, and it talks about the people of God and that they were all concerned about themselves and the house of God lies waste. But I want to take this in a very personal way, that God wants to build your house, beloved. So often we experience the things of lack, and he says in verse 5, it's the word of the prophet, "Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You've sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it in a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord, consider the ways." He's saying, go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. As I said, I think the first broadcast, so often when we're so embattled, or we look around us as Habakkuk did and saw the evil of the day in which he was living, he felt so helpless. He felt that God wasn't hearing his prayers. Why does it continue, Lord? How can the wicked prosper the way they are? Or in the case of the people of Israel, they were called to build a house, but because of opposition of the enemy, they'd started, but then they had just fallen back. And when we're under such oppression and defeat and condemnation, we retreat into ourselves and we just try to survive and get along. But the Lord is speaking to you today, beloved. He wants to build your house. He wants you to be brought forth. There is a solution, and that is to go up to the mountain, go up for a time of communion with the Lord into the high places. He maketh your feet like hinds' feet upon your high places. That's what he's wanting to do. I feel the stirring of God. I feel my words so inadequate. Love, but beloved, I know what God's heart is for you. My heart, my prayer, my cry to God in your behalf, that you can be all that God has for you to be, that his destiny would be fulfilled in your life. Well, with the Lord's help, we will continue on, and with the Lord's help, conclude this tomorrow. But I just know that I'm continuing to pray. I invite you to write, share your needs, and know that there's a time just to wait before God. I feel a time of fasting, of prayer, of just interceding for God's people, because so much is hanging in the balance. So much depends, beloved, on what you do. You might feel so insignificant, so without lack or without purpose, but God has a plan, and you just obey him, and that's all you need to do. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.